Q's in a pod after dark. That'd be the one where we also talk about sexuality and
We should do Q's in the pod brunch a duo.
Oh, we should.
Duo will give us free brunch. We will totally do that. Duo, are you listening?
They are.
I don't without free brunch.
Yeah, I don't think that they could offer that.
No, I don't think so either.
You know, but we might be able, or well, you might be able to write it off.
Q's in a pod. Pods and Q's and Q-pods.
There are a lot of meanings.
Yes.
For both of the words, Q and pod.
Why are Q-tips called Q-tips?
That is a good question.
I don't know.
Because they're just cotton. What are they?
They're cotton swabs, yes.
Yeah.
Such a weird device.
So, you know who also is white and straight and feels like it's being jammed right into my ear is most of the people at the Democratic debate.
Uh-huh. You feel like they were
segwayed.
Topicked.
You feel like they were being jammed in your ear?
Well,
somewhat.
In the sense that literally everybody else is still talking about them.
So. I'm Tom Quackenbush. I am a liberal moderate fantasy author.
You're also registered as Green Party.
Apparently I'm registered as the Green Party. Which means I'm voting for Vermin Supreme, who is a friendly fascist with a mandatory pony identification program.
Can't argue with that one.
He's pretty hot. Well, I mean, it's an awful lot of ponies. Like, can I have a horse instead? Or, like, a goat?
No.
Yeah, I mean, but then, like you can't support the economy on horses. Like, you need a constant stream of fresh ponies.
But ponies are also, like, wouldn't they get lonely for each person that lives
pony? Well, no, because when they stop being ponies, like, they go on to feed the rest of the industry.
They stop being ponies?
Yes, once they're too old to be a pony, that's when they go for processing to feed the rest of the industry.
Like, they don't stop being a pony.
Yeah, well, I mean, once
you have a dead pony.
No, I guarantee you, after processing, it's definitely not a pony anymore.
it's pony meat.
Yeah, all kinds of things. Pony plastics, pony ropes, pony leather.
Pony marshmallows.
Yes, pony biofuel.
Oh, we don't need biofuel, we have ponies to ride.
Well, yeah, but, you know, we need it for other things. Industry.
Well, anyways, Daniel, who are you?
I am a secular occultist. That's my political affiliation as well, although it's pretty close to, like, socialist at this point. Yeah, I usually just say progressive because, you know, it's hard. It's hard. It's hard labeling yourself when you don't care about the label. I just features are important.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I care about. But I still am essentially a socialist, and an actual, you know, closer to an actual socialist, not just a democratic socialist like that damn poser or Mr. Sanders.
Aww, he's better than the other ones.
Well, he is, but he's definitely like...
Make her intro.
Yeah, it's definitely a stretch, to call him an actual socialist.
And Amber, who are you before we get off track on track?
Well, I didn't want to interrupt the conversation yet.
No, because I'm already derailing and talking over... Yeah.
I am Amber Hawk, and I am an anti-capitalist, mutualist, anarchist-type person. Also, I'm probably registered as Green Party, too.
Because you want marijuana legalization.
No.
Why not?
Well, I mean, that's not why I'm part of Green Party. I'm okay with marijuana legalization.
You know who else is okay with marijuana legalization?
Bernie Sanders.
Bernie Sanders!
sort of. He didn't seem enthusiastic.
He seemed pretty enthusiastic. He was enthusiastic about it in the getting people out of jails part.
Yes, but the actual question that was posed to him was like, would you vote on it? And he said yes.
Maybe, just maybe he would, Daniel.
God, yeah, if there's one bit of advice that I could give to the Sanders campaign, it's please drop the slogans, like drop the marketing bullshit. It makes me want to kill myself.
Right, and I feel like Sanders genuinely doesn't need that. Like, I'm not a huge fan of Feel the Burn, but at least it's rallying
the fucking
people.
Puns.
I can't
stand it.
I saw a thing where someone said, has there ever been a political slogan that is stupider than Feel the Burn? And underneath someone had a button from Nixon's campaign that said, you can't lick our dick.
Oh, God, I want one of those.
Me too.
Yeah.
That's so good. it wouldn't be so bad if I hadn't experienced, you know, the evangelical like wing of Democratic progressives, like yelling it at a TV screen, because holy shit, it's awful. I was at the Kingston event, and uh-huh. for Sanders' initial like national address to, you know, his supporters,
mm-hmm.
and man, yeah, there was just a dude in there, and you'd think that he was at like the revival. It's all like feel the burn, yeah. Whenever Sanders would say anything, it's like, hold on, dude, shut up. You're the person that's going to lose people from this campaign,
absolutely,
yeah,
because you're insane, and people can feel it.
Wow.
That is the problem. I don't want people to be seeing Hillary Clinton as the reasonable option.
Right, which I don't think is going to happen. Just because, like, the only reason Sanders is doing well is that he's resonating with enough of the majority to overpower, you know, all the best attempts of media and industry and mm-hmm. you know, a lot of other factions to make him not exist. Like, I'm pretty sure the main reason that he was dominating the Google searches during the debate was just because people were like, wait, who's this guy? Like, I haven't heard, they haven't mentioned him before now, because, you know, before this, he's been known on Reddit, like, as a big, like, faction and name, to the point that, you know, he's had to go through the cycle of people just getting sick of hearing about him, and then finally coming back and being like, all right, fine.
Mm-hmm.
But outside of Reddit and, you know, parts of the internet, like, the majority of America still had no fucking clue.
It is so weird, because I spend so much of my time mentally on the internet.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I haven't been researching any of this, but I knew about Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton. I didn't know about any of the other people.
I feel the same way.
Yeah, definitely.
You could have put... There were four other people on that stage?
Yes, somehow. Somehow.
Four other people?
There were.
I know there was the guy...
Creepy military guy.
The coal guy.
Lincoln Chaffee. Handsome Dan.
I like that handsome guy.
Who am I missing?
Yeah, I don't even know. I've already, like, I only
know... It might be only three.
Yeah, I only know Chaffee because, you know, like, Reddit was fawning over how cute and sad he was.
He's so sad.
I only know, was it Mallory? Malloy?
O'Malley?
O'Malley, yes. I only know O'Malley because of, like, the crazy I killed a guy speech. And then, you know, yeah, the other two.
O'Malley's whininess during the, being like, I'm not getting enough time. I should get more time. And then Anderson Cooper says, you can have your time right now, but you're wasting it. Right. But I want more time. Nobody's saying my name.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Now, I do have to admit, like, there's definitely a problem with the format of that.
Yeah.
And the Debbie Wasserman Schultz and that whole committee, like, has everything to do with that. Like, this was clearly a coronation for Hillary, or intended to be.
Yeah.
Should we touch on CNN?
Yes, definitely.
Okay.
Definitely.
So, listeners, in case you haven't heard this already by the time I put this show up, CNN has basically declared Hillary the unequivocal winner no matter what.
Yeah.
Which is funny, because the internet doesn't agree with them.
Yep.
They put up an opinion poll saying, oh, who do you think won? And, like, without question, people chose Bernie Sanders. I think it was 81%.
It was pretty overwhelming.
And it wasn't just
that poll. Like,
yeah.
There were multiple polls across the internet, and they all pretty much agreed to a higher margin.
Which is understandable.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying, from what I've seen, I don't think Hillary did poorly.
No.
But... She didn't do much.
Yeah, the main thing...
So we mostly watched clips, so we didn't watch the actual thing. But definitely Hillary seemed to be way about bad-mouthing the Republicans in general. Right? Yeah. Like,
no
one else did that.
But that's politics as usual now.
But it's so annoying.
It is.
And, like, the other... Like, I don't think... Like, maybe just because we saw the clips version, like, I didn't see anyone else do it. She's just like, I hate Republicans, basically.
Well, yeah. You know, she is their antithesis. Like it's... She's still part of the mainstream Democratic Party, and they're...
That's true.
That's what they do. They're the opposite of the Republicans.
But they're not remotely... They're very much this, like, puppets almost on this... They're, like, different finger puppets. They're not even on different
hands. Right.
Yeah.
Well,
and
yeah.
We pretend like they're opposites, but they're not.
Yeah. Which is what I don't like. Like, you know, don't just start pissing people off already. Like,
right, because God forbid she becomes president.
She has to work with them.
Yes. Yep. Which has been the whole problem with Obama. Not that they won't still do it to Clinton, but they're like, no, we're not going to do it because Obama said so. It's a good idea, but Obama said it, so we're not doing it. Right. Nah.
Although that is, like, that's a almost a separate issue, because, like, no matter who wins, if it... Yeah, who, no matter who wins, they're going to do that.
Yeah, but she isn't making it better.
No, she, but that she's doing what's expected of her as a puppet of, you know, the mainstream Democratic Party. Like, really the biggest criticism that I have for Sanders is that he's running as a Democrat. Mm-hmm. I understand why he's doing it, but it immediately, like, adds this huge weight against him, against his credibility for actual progressives, because, you know, it's... there's always kind of this bait and switch option where like even most people that are polled who are for Sanders are like, well, I'm definitely going to vote for Clinton if he doesn't get it. And that's terrifying to anybody who wants actual progress, because it means, you know, it means that people are still voting essentially on the party line and not for the politics.
Yeah.
Because the big difference between the two of them, of course, is their actual policy positions. And, you know, Hillary would essentially be another Obama, you know, administration. And if you don't, like, if that doesn't terrify you, then you know, I don't know.
Yeah. And I'm sorry, going back to your point about her bad-mouthing the Republicans, recall when she was running against Obama, and she tore him apart, and then he's like, all right, well, I won. Here's your token position. Yeah. She's like, I love Obama! So that makes you seem really two-faced. I know that is, again, how politics are played, but...
Yeah.
Don't be like that.
And that was kind of like her biggest compliment that people were giving her, was that she seemed presidential. She was very good at playing the part that people expect from a president. It's just that that's not enough anymore. Mm-hmm. Like, I really don't think that that's enough to actually win her the thing. Nor is, you know, her constant cries of, but I'm a woman. Like, it's not working.
And oh my God. So the line that I want a father to be able to look at his daughter and say, you could be a president someday. They do that anyways.
Yes.
Like, my dad said that to me.
Yeah.
You know, like, everyone's parents do that. Like,
Amber.
What?
I don't think you can be president.
I don't want to be president.
That's probably one of the reasons. Although I feel like anyone who really wants to be president is disqualified from office, but...
Well, in an ideal world, yes. Yeah. Yes. I have no idea which episode it was, but it was a Harmontown episode, and Dan Harmon was talking about, like, you know, his ideal version of what you would have to go through to be president. And I think it involved, like, while you were in office, you just would constantly have, like, all of the shit that every person in America was expelling, like, transported magically into your pants the entire time that you were in office, so that it would be impossible to want to be in that position.
True.
There you go.
You know.
Maybe it should be like, you know, kings in the olden days, like, oh, you're getting old. We have to kill you for the good of the country. Yeah. We cannot have a weak president.
Yeah.
And so, like, oh, you want to be president? You must really want to help us out. Because we're going to kill you.
Oh, yeah. You have a guaranteed term of 10 years. Do your best.
Unless you die before them.
Yes. Because, yes, we will sacrificially murder you.
And just so we can stop this Bush-Clinton game, your entire family.
Yes.
Just so anyone who has presidential aspirations.
Oh, yes. Yes. I mean, they'll be buried with you, of course. Oh, yes. So they can all go nice to heaven tomb. Along with you. But, yeah.
Yeah, I don't like this whole dynastic politics thing we've been doing.
Yeah, God. Which is another of the things that Clinton has going against her, because, like, people are definitely tired of it, and we still have the prospect of it being a Bush-Clinton, you know, V thing. Not happy about it.
Yeah. But...
So, all right, not that I want to harp on Sanders and love him, but... At least he's saying things that I did not think I would ever hear a president on stage.
That's true.
Like, saying that he is not a capitalist.
That was shocking.
That is blasphemy in America.
Well, and that's honestly, like, the one way that he's already won immensely because, you know, there's the Cracked article that was kind of joking about how, you know, Hillary Clinton's going to adopt all of his policies by noon of the next day.
Yeah.
It's essentially true. She's kind of going to have to get, you know, to keep the energy that's behind him.
Yeah.
Because we were burned so badly with Obama. Like, it's not, you know.
She reminds me, there's this bug. And what it does is it makes a shell for itself using its poop and whatever shiny objects it can find. Mm-hmm. That's Hillary Clinton using her poop.
Yes.
Whatever good ideas other people have and just putting it on her own shit.
Which would be perfectly fine if she would actually follow through on them, but she won't. Like underneath mm-hmm. that shell, she already has like all the instructions from, you know, her industry or her lobbyists.
Which... Going back to the CNN thing a second, because I feel like I didn't really finish that.
Yeah.
So CNN took down the poll, declared her the winner. There's a bunch of articles declaring her the winner. And despite evidence to the contrary and public opinion, because they wanted kind of their kingmakers, they just want to decide that she's the president and make that happen. And as has already been dug up, CNN is owned by Time Warner Cable, which is owned by Ted Turner, which has donated a lot to the Hillary Clinton campaign, to the extent where they really should not be the ones having any control over it, because you are obviously biased.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but I mean, again, like, you know, the Democratic National Convention has made no attempt even to obfuscate, like, they've made their decision. It's going to be Clinton.
Mm.
And the only way it's not going to be Clinton is, you know, some
if we're a democracy.
Yes. Yeah. Essentially.
One way also that Bernie Sanders is like winning, it's fairly obvious in this, the clips to be watched, is he definitely, like, him and his campaign are definitely like paying attention to the internet. Like, mm-hmm. he said, like, every single internet, like, slogan, like the fight for 15 Black Lives Matter, like everything like that, and no one else did that.
So,
I didn't
get the name of the young man who asked, like, do Black Lives Matter or do all lives matter? And Bernie Sanders just said Black Lives Matter.
Yes.
And people are cheering. I'm like, so all he has to do is agree?
Yeah.
Well, that has to do with, like, how big of a battle there has been between the two hashtags.
Basically, all you have to say is, I'm not a racist.
Yes,
he's not a racist. That's so novel. This time he's not. Oh, God.
Well, but it is slightly more than that, because most people who would consider themselves moderates, like Hillary Clinton, I'm pretty sure, you know, unless she was coached otherwise, would probably be like, but all lives matter, without even understanding what the connotations of that are.
That's what I'd say. I'd be like, Black Lives Matter, like, especially much, maybe at the moment, like, as a cause that we should be fighting for, but all lives also matter.
Well, and that's the thing, is, like, saying the Black Lives Matter tag is not to say, there's nothing about it that's indicating that Black
Other
lives matters
don't
more.
Matter.
It's just that, you know, it's kind of
similar
to the
right now.
Yeah, similar to the feminist thing where, you know, like, men's rights groups always like to go, but I'm just a humanist or I'm an equalist, rather than, you know, acknowledging that there is a valid actual problem with, you know, this issue.
Yep.
Black Lives Matter, similar thing. Like, yes, all lives matter, but the ones that are clearly mattering less right now or being treated less are black lives, and that's what we need to focus
on. Which is so incredibly frustrating, because whenever I'm like, wait, you shot someone because they were black? Do you know it's 2015, not 1915?
Yeah.
You know we don't do that, right? Not for like 70 years.
Well,
was
not,
that allowed?
Not openly. Like, that's the thing, though, is, like, it's essentially, with the rise of the internet and ubiquitous camera phones, it's being exposed as something that never really stopped. It's just, you know, it's been swept under the rug as, like, oh, it's crime. And no, we certainly haven't been, you know, generationally forcing people into bad positions.
Of course not.
And it's so, like, racism is so ingrained in our culture in some extent.
Yeah.
Like, there's one thing, like, when you have, like, when you're teaching a kid or whatever, no matter how often you say, like, don't objectify women, don't be racist.
Yeah.
Like, they don't listen to that so much as they listen to the fact that you, like, crossed the street because there's a black person there.
Oh, yes.
Or,
yes.
like, looked at a woman the wrong way.
Or even just that, you know, when, you know, as we discussed before about, you know, the gender thing. When somebody says, oh, you can do this even if you're a girl, like, it doesn't empower you. It lets you know that, oh, wait, I couldn't do this before?
Yeah.
So, like, yeah, even that, you know.
So, nothing.
Why did it have to be a father telling his daughter that? Right? Just saying.
Well, that's because men have the power, and if men are going to, you know, be like, you too could have power someday.
That's sort of definitely.
Well, that is a thing that Hillary does actually, like, that's a valid thing she has to worry about, is not seeming, in the same way that Obama had to seem not, you know, like, angry ever, because nothing
angry
scares.
Angry black man. Angry black man.
Yes, yes. Heaven forbid. But yeah, no, like she has to do the same thing with men, is not, you know, she can't ever. Yeah.
It was just very heteronormative.
Yes. Someday a white man may say to a black man, you too could be president. That's the exact thing that
exactly.
she said. That's exactly it.
Well, oh, except it would be a white father can say to his adopted black kid.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I did want to say something.
Or mixed race kid.
Sort of on this point. About racism and whatnot. Mm. The Trump campaign has said, oh no, we're not anti-gun control. There should definitely be gun control in those high crime areas like Chicago and Baltimore.
Wow.
And so if you are found with a gun committing any sort of crime, instantly 5 years in prison. It's like, now what do Chicago and Baltimore have in common?
Well, I mean, this is silly. Like, it couldn't be the high populations of, you know, African Americans.
I've seen homeless
certainly.
People in Baltimore.
Yes.
Were they black, Amber? Just say they're black.
Or were they sleeping?
I don't know. They were lumps of homeless.
Oh, no, I guess it's true. If it's a homeless person, we ignore them because they don't have humanity anymore.
Aww.
It's true. You have to have that address. Otherwise, you don't actually get a soul. Because, like, where's it going to... How will it know where to come back? Yeah.
Where does Santa go to give you your soul every year?
There you go.
You can't just tell him the shrub next to the park that has like a slightly
he's
good hiding spot.
He's not that smart.
No, he's got a lot to do in one day.
Yeah, I mean, he can traverse at greater than light speed across the world to deliver presents, but, you know.
And that's why we need a separate Santa for the homeless people, who is a woman.
And that can be
is that
the black
your policy?
Santas.
That's... Yeah.
There are some people who specifically collect black Santas, right?
I know.
Like, that's a thing.
That's in a John Green book, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
But yes, there are people who collect black Santas. Going back to Sanders. Is there a single policy where we don't agree with Sanders? Because I like his, we need to reform prisons. We have more prisoners than the rest of the world. Not combined. Is it combined?
There may be more prisoners by volume in some other countries, but definitely like as a percentage of population.
Yeah.
But no, actually, like
I think even by volume, or it's as high as like.
I would not be. I would not be surprised. See, that was me trying to be conservative on the estimate.
Yeah.
But it wouldn't shock me in the least. Just because like we have a literal industry based around it. So yeah.
I think I figured it out. So we arrest all the people who live in Baltimore and because of the high crime have guns for protection. We put them in prison, and then we have even more minorities in prison. Mm-hmm. And then you know what they can't do? Vote.
Yep.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's almost the plan.
I think that might actually be the plan.
Yeah, it's pretty close. That between that and like, you know, the voter ID laws that are like, oh, and then we're also going to close like almost every DMV that you would be able to have access to.
Yes.
Yeah, on like things that we disagree with Sanders about, like he definitely could have a stronger position on guns, but like with a lot of other things, I feel like his position is probably going to change once, you know, he hears that that's the thing that people are kind of, you know, wanting to get on him about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know his positions on, you know, I imagine that he probably has kind of more mainstream views on, like, you know, say the Israel-Palestine thing.
That would be interesting. I know, just because, you know, he's the Hebrew tribe.
Right.
Which I'm sure I've yet to actually hear, like, a virulent, like, anti-Semite go on about him, but I'm sure I will.
So he's Jewish? Eventually.
Yes, Bernie Sanders is Jewish.
Oh, see, I was going to say, I have no idea.
I'm pretty much positive Bernie Sanders is Jewish.
Okay.
Yeah, my
I don't
my Jewish radar is not functioning
well,
at
all.
Well,
I mean, the Jews already run the world, so why shouldn't they run America?
Yeah.
I mean, not just our entertainment industry.
Yeah, yeah. I was gonna say, look, they supposedly already do somehow. No.
Yeah.
The Illuminati. Are the Illuminati Jewish or Christian? Or
well, it depends. It depends on who. It depends on
I know they're
who.
A pyramid shape.
No, that's the all-seeing eye. Is the Illuminati, like, there was a real group.
The Bavarian Illuminati. Yes. That was all about women's rights.
Yeah.
And, oh my God, maybe Bernie Sanders is the Illuminati.
Maybe. Yeah.
We figured it out. Yeah, but the Bavarian Illuminati, they're very pro-education.
Oh, yeah.
Which Bernie Sanders is because he wants to have free college.
Yes.
Free public education.
Free
college.
Public. I'm fine with that.
Well,
Bernie Sanders, can you pay off my student loans, though? Because I'd be a much happier person. I'd be a more productive citizen if I didn't have, like, $35,000 in student loans still.
One of your schools isn't public, though, right? Like, Mount St. Mary wouldn't be public.
But still, pay it off.
No, I agree.
Yeah. Bernie Sanders hooked me up, and I'll definitely vote for you. That's how Democrats work. Don't they pay you off to vote for them?
Well, I mean,
it's better than having dead people vote for you,
right? Or losing to a cat. It's a write-in campaign.
Wait, what? Losing to a cat?
It's happened before in small town elections.
Yeah, cats are adorable.
I mean, there's a cat that's been the mayor of some state or town for years.
Do you even want to run against a cat?
I don't think so, because like you're not going to win.
No. And then you lost to a cat.
Yes. Mr. Scruffles soundly defeated you with his policy position of meow.
Of being a cat.
At best, I think you could try to run your dog, or ideally your cat. And,
true.
Yeah.
That's what I do. Then you'd be like the translator. No. Mrs. Flufford Butt Cutie definitely is pro me getting some more money.
Yeah, as the translator, I need at least $100,000.
Right, the caretaker stipend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, I'm sorry. I need that money for especially fancy cat food.
Maybe that's like how the AI will actually take over without us revolting. Is they'll just be like a cat based democracy where it's.
I'm sorry. Why do you need a T-bone steak for your cat? Well, it's the only thing she'll eat sometimes, and sometimes she doesn't eat it, and then I eat it.
Yeah,
because I mean, you can't have it go to waste.
No,
that's crazy.
Taxpayer money.
Yeah,
it's true.
So,
So foreign policy maybe like, but even with that, I don't think he can do worse than anybody like other than a Republican. So in a way, I'm kind of willing to overlook that because you know, it's good. That's such a huge monster that you know, it definitely can't be fixed from the inside.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
On the other hand, Jill Stein. Woo.
What about Jill Stein?
Can she? She can be vice president, right?
Nothing would make me happier. I would definitely prefer to have, you know, Jill Stein in the White House as the president and then anybody else as vice president.
Who is this person?
She's the Green Party candidate for the presidential election.
You think I should know that being a Green Party
candidate? I do think you should know that.
Oh, yeah, she's got some amazing interviews out there. Her policy positions are pretty awesome.
Cool.
You know, I should know this. I have lived in this country my entire life. But you can just select your vice president from a different party, right? You can be like, I Bernie Sanders.
I assume, but your party wouldn't like it.
Yeah, that's the weird thing.
They don't
thing,
like, Sanders anyway.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, it used to be that whoever lost the election became the vice president.
Like, second place is vice president.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then you assassinate first place, and then second place is president.
Yeah.
And everyone just bumps up one.
Yeah.
And you become one person closer to being president. I guess, actually, since I work for the government, I'm one person closer to being president.
I guess.
I don't know where I am.
Point they stop successing.
There's a really long chain, though.
It's at least 16 people long.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't think you'd be one of those 16.
I'm like the 18th, then?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Do I get a scholarship for being 16?
I got a scholarship for being 16.
She did. She genuinely did.
My name is on a plaque and everything for being ranked 16th in my high school.
That's in... Wow. Was it like out of like the top 20 or something?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
I was 16th in my graduating class, Daniel. I know that's shocking.
Well, 16th what? Like...
GPA.
There were only like 18 people in your class, so...
Okay.
Out of 300 and something.
Fine.
All right.
But yeah, they rank you, and then I think it's the top, like, 50. Like, they rank you all at, like, the beginning or middle of senior year, but then they only re-rank the top, like, 50. So, I ended up the 16th. I got a scholarship, sort of. It was, like, $250.
Mm.
And, like, the check was bad or something, but I got it back anyways. And my name is on a plaque.
So, what were you supposed to do with $250?
Drink.
Buy some textbooks.
Like
a text, some of, some of a textbook.
That would, yeah, as I say, that might let you rent the first chapter.
Yeah,
depending on where you were actually going to school.
I could buy some art supplies.
So,
I had an actual scholarship too.
Cool,
but yeah, that paid for my books,
mm-hmm.
but would not pay for art supplies.
Weird.
We were like, you really should pay me for art supplies.
Yeah,
especially when I buy them from the bookstore.
Right. That Yeah. Shit.
You should buy books for someone else, and then you'll trade.
I know, right? I could have. Like, it reimbursed me.
All right.
Like, I had to buy them first, but...
Yeah, that always, like... I always kind of hate that little caveat, because again, it's almost like the... You have to prove that you don't need it before we'll give it to you.
Yeah.
And it's like, don't know if that helps.
So, Lincoln Chaffee.
Poor Chaffee.
Oh, I like how we start out with, like... I've had no scandals. That's because you've done nothing. You're like a little milquetoast. Prior to this, I didn't know you existed.
Milquetoast.
Yeah.
Milquetoast.
With an LQ, it's different.
LQ?
Yeah,
milquetoast.
M-I-L-Q.
I think it was like a...
What is this?
U-E.
What's a milk... Not a milk, like...
No, milquetoast. I think it was a character name, and then it became like just someone who's really bland and boring.
Yeah.
What like does milk with a Q or whatever mean?
That's how it's spelled. MILQUETOAST.
But it's still supposed to be like cow's milk, but it just spelled badly.
Yeah. It's one word. It's the guy's last name in a book or something.
Yeah, but like milquetoast is supposed to be thinking of cow's milk.
Sure.
The
it doesn't matter.
A meal you make for children who can't chew yet.
Yes.
By sopping the milk and the bread.
See? You see? You see how you distracted us?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't distract. I had a genuine question. I didn't know what milquetoast is.
No. This is not a word you'd ever heard before.
Well, I vaguely heard it, but I didn't know that it was spelled differently.
Next you're
going to
tell me you've never heard, like, triptych said out loud.
Triptych? Like the three?
Yes.
Yes, I know triptych.
Or Leonard, because you thought it was Leonard, because that's what it looks like it's spelled like.
Or Sean, when you spell it really stupid.
Okay. Now, I'm going to dub this in earlier so we can figure... Amber, obviously you know about Casper Milquetoast, the character from the comic strip The Timid Soul by H.T. Webster.
No, Tom, and neither did you until you looked it up on your phone.
She forgets I edit this.
He could...
It is... Milquetoast is also a cockroach from Bloom County and Outland.
That
Milquetoast is way more interesting.
Because it's a cockroach?
Yeah, and I like Bloom County.
Mm-hmm. And cockroaches?
Which is political, like this podcast tonight.
Yeah. So natural.
Okay.
So natural, just like milquetoast.
Like milquetoast. How we got derailed there, I do not know.
You said...
So, let's talk more about Lincoln Chaffee.
There you go.
Because he apparently has been a Republican. He just turned to a Democrat 2 years ago. I think he was something else in between, but honestly, I don't care, because you're not politically relevant, Lincoln Chaffee. You'll be a footnote.
Yeah,
I'm so sorry.
I don't even
know. Is he the cute one?
No, he's
okay.
The turtle.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, he just flip-flops his position, like, can I hang out with you guys if I dress like you do? All right, cool.
Oh, I'm sorry I voted that way. My dad
Yeah, oh my god. My dad died and I didn't know what I
was. It was my first day. I was nervous.
I wasn't even supposed to be here today.
Like, almost.
How is... Like, there are so
many... Why didn't you just not vote on it? And I mean...
Nobody told him, and he was scared to ask, and his dad just died, Amber. Well, I feel bad. I'm mocking this man.
It's not like his single vote changed anything. And he had a vote first.
Yeah. What is funny, though, is that, like, it does...
Can you pass?
Huh?
Can you pass? Can you be like...
You can abstain.
Yeah, okay. I think you can vote present sometimes, depending on the type of vote it is. But it does actually get just to the thing that, like, the lawmakers whose job it is to supposed to be, like, to know what bills they're passing and reading, the majority of them never have any clue.
Did you ever see Fahrenheit 9/11?
No.
Good. I don't like Michael Moore. Yeah. However, he does interview...
Oh, wait, maybe? I watched a lot of Michael Moore documentaries.
It is about 9/11 and how Bush did it.
Okay.
Anyway, at one point he interviews some politicians, and one says, let me just tell you the truth here, kiddo. We don't read those bills. Like, people read them for us sometimes, but mostly we're not reading the bills that we're voting on. We don't have the time, which honestly is true. Like, they should read them, but if you're giving them, like, 10,000 pages of bills and they have to pass it in a week, they're probably not going to do it. They're going to be like, Paige, you read this one, you read that one, you let me know what they say.
Yep.
Well, and it that's also, like, I feel like that's a purposeful tactic, as, you know, to make these bills so large and so complex that nobody can read them.
Yeah.
Until afterwards.
And sometimes it's like, oh, this is a good bill. I'd like to tack on a rider that says that I get to have free brothel visits for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
Everyone? The adoption for poor orphans and the I get blowjobs bill?
Yeah.
You're going to vote against orphans?
Or sometimes taking the bill, leaving the name the same, gutting it of every feature it had that made it what it was, and then turning it into something else entirely.
Yep.
So that, you know, still sounds like you did something good.
This is ridiculous.
Welcome to our government.
So basically we turn the bills into presidential candidates completely hollow except for what we shove into them.
Yes. Yes. For the few moments that they're on stage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to go back to Chaffee just for one more moment. When he asks Clinton about the email, and then it's like, are you going to answer him? She goes, no. Be like, you're done. Hillary just schooled you in one word.
Okay. Yeah.
Can you explain to me the email thing? So I know vaguely, they've been releasing her emails. And she had them on a private server.
She was using a private server that, or like some of her emails as, like, while she was in the function of being the State Department person, were going through a private email server, which is bad because it's potential risk.
Yeah, it's insecure.
Okay.
Yeah, and then there was like some scandal in that she
Benghazi, is that?
Well, it's tangentially related to that. Like, it was another thing that they kind of tacked on to that whole, you know, witch hunt thing. But it's way more that, like, she potentially hid a few of the emails, or some of them, you know, seem to have been deleted and then were recovered. And then
she's in
trouble because her emails were on a different server that wasn't as secure. So our answer is to release them to everyone.
Well, now that there's an investigation, yes. Okay. That's really the only option.
It's not seeming like she was trying to hide them.
Yeah, and that's the other part, is that them being on a private server would have actually made them harder to audit for government agencies.
Okay.
Because it's kind of like if you're on your job and, you know, you're having communications with your private email with, you know, a vendor or something, your boss can't tell that that's going on because you're not going through your work email.
Okay.
That was.
But so these aren't her own private emails either, or some of them are?
No, but because it was a private server, some of them are private, some of them were business. But the big deal is that she was doing business on a private server.
Yeah.
That should have been
public. And maybe she was trying to hide things.
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know.
But it is also true that what she was doing was not abnormal. Like, she was not doing something that her predecessors hadn't done, which doesn't make it right.
She just got
caught. Yeah.
It just means that,
she's like her husband was doing the same thing that his predecessors did.
Pretty much.
But we decide we're going to castigate him.
Castigate.
So when you think about it that way, who is the next president doesn't even matter.
Well, it doesn't matter anyways. Like, even if Sanders gets into office, you know, to do the right thing, he's going to be fighting against, you know, the entire machinery that's designed to make sure that that somebody like him can't do shit. He may, you know, like Obama, he may be able to get through a few token things, but he's not going to be able to change, like, you know, the basic structure.
Right.
Because it's baked in.
But at least I'll get to hear a whole bunch of new slurs.
Oh, yes. Yes. That'll be interesting. And I'm sure Saturday Night Live's, you know, although they'll just get James Adomian to do his Bernie Sanders.
Yeah.
One thing about Hillary Clinton that I didn't like was when she was saying that she... When she thinks about capitalism, she thinks about small business owners and how great it is that we can have small businesses. And I'm like, no, there are plenty of small business owners that don't like the capitalist part. They'd much rather be doing what they're doing without having to do it right. for money.
Right.
Like,
and
right.
most
Walmart.
Of them end. Most of them fall, like, fail because they have to do it for money.
Yes. Right. Yes. And also because, like, our system is incentivized against them.
Yeah. Right.
Walmart is successful capitalism. Your little mom and pop shop is what Walmart eats.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. It monopolizes, you know, the supply chain, makes sure that it only it's able to offer the prices it can offer, and then it just, like, you know, sucks up everything in the area and supplants it.
Yep. And if you make something it likes, it will, like, spend 1/100th of how much you spend making it on a mass scale.
Frequently, I see artists complaining that, you know, American Eagle or some other company has stolen their design. Is mass producing it and giving them no credit and no money.
Yeah. Yes. And it's not even, like, it's some of it's, the, obviously, it's the company's fault for a lack of oversight. But a lot of it's because they have... like designers hired who have to make like however many things like super fast, so like their only option is pretty much to like troll the internet and like spit out whatever comes to their head.
So you're saying that I really could have a job just being on Tumblr and ripping people off?
Probably.
Yeah, but and the other part too is like you're right. You're incentivized almost to do the crappy awful thing, and then even if they do catch you, like they're not going to be able to fight you because you know, you have
lawyers,
and
so many lawyers,
billions of dollars. Yeah,
I mean capitalism is patent trolls. Capitalism is, you know, all sorts of things like that, ripping off creators.
Yep. Yeah. So well, yes, like not the basic idea is to get more than you give out. Like that's it.
Yeah,
that's,
and that is unsustainable. You can't constantly grow. Nope. That doesn't work.
Well, you know, not outside of the imaginary realm.
Right. Unfortunately, we can't live there. This is not Flatland.
Not yet.
There's some, I don't know. There are definitely cycles that should be made to constantly grow and then decline.
Well, it depends on what you mean by grow. Like there should our population growth be maximized? Is that is that actually a goal that we want? Should our consumption of things be maximized?
About like that,
is that a goal that we want?
It balances out eventually in some cases. Let's say our population growth, like, it depends on the country and everything, but it was increasing. I think it's, but now in developed countries it's decreasing.
Which is a trend. Like, generally, the more access to education, especially...
Yeah.
Especially the more access that women have to education and to family plan. Yes, they will automatically, regulate that. Oops, sorry, listeners. They will, you know, women, if given the options, will take care of that themselves.
If anything, right now, in developed countries that I was reading about, they're having trouble because there aren't enough young people to sustain, people working pay more in health insurance than they take out, and they have to support the old people.
Well, also much like America and Japan, Japan is usually like the big one that's kind of used as an example of that. Like,
yeah,
they have been in dire straits for a while, but it's the same thing. Like, young people have no prospects. Why would I have children if I can barely support myself?
Yep.
Like, that's not going to incentivize people to have children. I do know some of the European countries that, you know, are also having slight issues with that, but, you know, then they do things like incentivizing you to have children and you know.
But even America has a higher birth rate than other developed countries, partially because of immigrant and like recent mm-hmm. immigrants.
Oh yeah.
And like, and you think like incentivizing people to have more children would work, but it really doesn't. Because no. like we try in America by giving you tax breaks and all of that crap, but right. it doesn't do anything.
Well, and again, like it's
people
not,
are still like,
yeah, that's eh. that's also not enough to actually offset the cost of having a child.
Yeah.
It's also another one of the reasons why like the backlash against immigration is really yeah. dumb, because generally speaking,
that's how you grow as a country now.
Yes. Generally speaking, the more, you know, the more you embrace immigration, the better everything does. It tends to increase, like, you know, the economy across the board.
Yeah. I remember it was only maybe 10 years ago when I realized that a lot of illegal immigrants are paying into the Social Security system, mm-hmm. but they can't ever take anything out.
Yep.
You know, the like, there was some woman who had her Social Security number taken by some illegal immigrant, and then they're like, oh, well, you know, you'll be getting a crazy amount of money when you retire. She's like, I'm not complaining, but why? And they showed her, it's like, well, you've been working these two jobs. She's like, have I? And she explained, and they're like, well, you still get the money because it was done under your number. It's yeah. like, okay, I accept that. So
that,
really,
that's what they do. They, like, you buy people's Social Security numbers and stuff.
I guess. Yeah. But yeah, the if you're an illegal immigrant, undocumented immigrant, whatever we want to call them, you can't collect on that.
Yeah, a lot of them are still paying the taxes. And, like, even, like, there are just probably just as many non-immigrants who are not paying in on taxes.
Yeah, it, well, and but even the even though like they're still not as much of a problem as, you know, yeah. Google and or Microsoft and Apple.
Anyone
not
who's
paying
like,
their taxes.
I swear I don't yeah. have this money. I'm just sticking it under the rug
or
in some
even
other
just
country.
The fact that there's a cap on like how much, you know, once you make over a certain amount, you don't pay any more into
yeah.
like so that's dumb. Like it, yep. why
the scale should keep going up.
Right.
Until where most of your income goes into taxes.
Yes, which we have experienced before, and it was a very lucrative time for the country in general.
Yeah.
And then there was almost 90% tax rate at the top.
And some of it's just ridiculous. Like, the amount of, like, I was talking to someone recently, like, I was talking to my boss, and she was telling me about this guy she knew, who she was working for, who had, like, it was just so much money. Like, now yeah. their family's worth, like, $15 billion or something. It's just ridiculous. Like, it's,
yeah,
like it, more it's, money than you could physically spend if that was all you did all day.
Yeah, no, and it's not hard
and
to reach that
all they
point.
Do all day.
That's kind of why
yeah.
there's that break-off point where, generally speaking, like, after a certain amount, like, you don't really gain any happiness
yeah.
from making more money. And it's partially because of that, because, like, there's a hard limit to what you can even do with it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's
yeah.
the point where you have to start buying nations and interfering with politics and doing
yeah.
things like that, because it just...
And, like, I work for rich people occasionally,
yeah.
and there are definitely times that I'm like, I'm pretty sure I spend more money spend more time at your house than you do.
Absolutely
yep.
true.
Yep.
But they can have the luxury. It's the same thing like having
yeah.
those sprawling lawns. Look
right.
at all this land that I'm using for nothing more than grass.
Yeah.
I could be farming this. I don't need to.
To be yeah. fair, lawn upkeep, a lot cheaper than garden upkeep. We get paid
yeah.
a lot more than lawn guys.
Huh. That's true.
And we manage vegetable gardens fairly
well,
often for people who don't use any of the vegetables from their garden.
Exactly. That is a luxury. Look how much money I have. I can grow food and let it rot.
That's always been the distinctive feature of the ruling class, is like the more useless you are, the greater, you know, your supposed prestige. Like,
yep.
that's the thing that has confused me the most, you know, in looking at like how human society structures develop, because
yep.
like that's always been the case. It's just
yeah.
like oh, you're completely fucking worthless.
And it's like and these people are great people. Like, when I meet them,
well,
a lot of them are nice, wonderful
right,
people,
because they've had the resources to not have to develop, you know, like horrible personality traits, because like
sure.
they've had all the, you know, they've never had to worry about being hungry or sick or cold
yeah.
or any
some
of
the people I work actually like do work hard or whatever, or has had
oh,
some money. But
I'm
that's,
sure they do, but
yeah.
it's they work hard because they want to on the things that they want
too.
To for the most part.
Yeah.
Like they're probably not, you know, the person from Brooklyn that had to, you know, fight and claw
some
for every. But those are always like grateful. Like that happens
yeah.
so rarely.
Yep.
Statistically insignificant.
But yeah.
And that's why Jesus was actually a Republican, but...
What kind of gun do you think Jesus would have used, Daniel?
Oh, no, no question. It would have been a gold-plated Desert Eagle, like the 50 caliber version. Maybe the one with the double barrels.
You know what it would be, Tom.
The AR-15.
Cult for Supernatural.
No, I think we all know the kind of gun Jesus would have used. A nail gun.
It was so obvious.
Ah, good time. Blasphemy.
Politics.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Like why did they let Hillary wear that? It's the last thing I want to be thinking about, but...
Everything about her appearance should be professionally done. She's been doing this for a while.
Yeah. Like, I don't think it looked that bad. It was
weird.
But
it didn't look good. But...
No, it looks like something designed to make you forget who was under it. Like, it was just this featureless trapezoid.
I
don't know.
It's probably the point to not make her look even a little bit sexualizable.
Well, not even that. It didn't... Like, she could have been an android under there. Like which...
Yes, could have been.
Yes, could have. But I don't know. That's the tiniest, smallest, least important of possible criticisms. But it was shocking to me given how much effort went into, like, everything else about, you know... She got to be center stage. Clearly CNN is editing the videos of, you know, the whole thing to make it look like she was more prominent than she was. They go through all that effort and then they're like, but we're just going to put you in this, like, block of, like, blue cloth.
So what message were they trying to convey? Because I think we all agree that they must be trying to convey something with that outfit.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of reminds me of, like, a judge's robe a little bit. Like,
true.
Like,
I can see,
like,
that.
Just in the featurelessness of it. And it was just this, like, weird cape thing almost.
Hmm. I assume it was slightly an attempt to try and make people not talk about it.
Maybe. And then I'm, of course, like, immediately going to be like, oh, I'm a feminist, but God.
I feel like they could basically put her in a pantsuit that would be the equivalent of the suits that all the white men on the stage were wearing. Which I can't pick out as distinct objects.
Yeah,
like,
no.
Just sort of put them all in a suit. I don't. So clearly none of them stood out.
Well, and that is the thing, too, is like I don't think it would have even noticed if she was wearing, like, a suit. Like, there's no reason she couldn't have been... I don't know.
Well, maybe, like, if you were thinking about how, you know, they don't want her to alienate people and make them seem scared of her,
so
that
might
be too much, like, now you dress in that outfit like the boss who fired me lady.
Or just, like, you know, exactly like all the other men on the stage.
So instead she looks vaguely Kryptonian?
Yes, yes, it looks like it looks like a bad sci-fi aliens dress. Like,
I don't know. I didn't even notice it until you pointed it out, though.
Well,
so.
But now it's all you can see.
That's right.
Sure. I don't know. Hair was done nice. Mm.
It always is.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's...
Because if her hair were out of place, we'd hear about
it. Right. And she can't, so yeah, maybe that's it. Maybe she doesn't want to, like, you know. Okay, so that's a fair point. I'll let that go and see,
like,
that it was dumb, even.
Yeah, I mean, it might not have been well done, but you could also see, like, especially like with the whole father telling the daughter, like, not wanting to alienate men.
Yeah, but
thing.
But she doesn't look matronly either. Like,
no, but, like, there's a difference between, like, looking matronly and, like, not looking too bad or whatever, and not
like
looking like the doll, like the, like, Devil Wears Prada type person.
Yeah,
no, like a, but yeah, I mean, but she wouldn't have to wear a power suit. I guess it did just, like, irk my sense of design, because it's like,
yeah,
it's so unrelatable. Also, like, it just does. It looks like she's
like,
you know, an extra on Star Trek.
Yeah,
or something.
At the same time, like, I don't know. How you pick what you wear in that sort of option, because, like, they should only really be seeing you from, like, the chest up.
Well, right, which is probably why, like you know, much like Tom said, like, I think it would have been awesome if she just wore, like, essentially the same suit as everybody else.
Yeah, I
did notice something about Bernie Sanders in regards to Hillary, and it could be, like, I feel like Hillary seems shorter, and I feel like they made Sanders hunch a little more than he ordinarily would.
Well, that really could, I think, yeah, no, I think that's just him. I think,
okay, he's just,
yeah,
slouchy.
I kind of agreed with the cracked review guys who are kind of joking about how, like he has that energy of, like, you know, he's clearly into it. He's got, you know, so yeah, like, there's tension and
but his hunch made me a little uncomfortable.
Yeah, well, there is that thing where if you're too enthusiastic about something, it can kind of like put people off a little bit because you care more than they do, and that's sort of dangerous.
Well, with me, I don't know. To me, it just made him seem older rather than enthused.
Well, he is an old dude.
Yeah, I know, exactly.
there's that.
But I'm like, oh, you need a chiropractor, sir.
Yeah, or you know, yeah, and maybe that's, you know, I don't know if he has people on his staff that are, you know,
coaching him body wise.
Yeah, it might not be a bad idea. Although it does, I do think it's a good sign that, you know, he definitely works to have people on his staff to keep him informed with all these groups. Because like after the Black Lives Matter thing, like he immediately hired somebody to like, you know, kind of help him deal with that and understand it and.
That's cool.
You know, he's kind of done that with a few things, which is also why I'm sort of hopeful on the gun issue. Like that was clearly a weakness here, and I would be surprised if he doesn't, you know, develop a
better opinion.
Yeah, or even just have better answers for that attack. Because that's been brought up before. I've seen that come up in Reddit threads, and usually the thing people point out is that like that provision was part of a much larger bill, and or at least one of the ones that they were attacking was one of the bills that he voted for. I don't actually know enough about the history of his voting record to go in on it. But I do know that, like, it's not just that he was voting for, like, yay, go guns.
I feel like he has personal ethics, which might be a deficit when it comes to politics. But I would say that if he voted for guns, it would be because he believed that he and his constituents should go in that direction, and it wouldn't necessarily just be to score some political point, whereas I believe Clinton, for instance, is like a career politician now. Like, she knows, she's been in the White House, so she knows how to play the game, and she will play this game, but she no longer is invested in it personally. She doesn't care. Right. She'll be whatever you want her to be so long as she gets to be president.
Yeah. And as long as she can also simultaneously, you know, do whatever her donors need.
Yes.
But yeah, I would not be surprised if she essentially like just takes his platform, you know, because it worked for Obama. He got into office and still was able to, you know, cater to all of his moneyed interests, you know, without any difficulty.
Which, of course, Bernie Sanders would then have to help out all these like kindergarten teachers and baristas.
Yeah, it's a shame. I mean, I guess it's a good thing that that's already his platform, but
yes.
But yeah, it is kind of, it would be really weird. Like him, if he does somehow manage to win this against, you know, the efforts of definitely not the people. I don't think it'd be a question if we were an actual democracy, like he would win. I don't see any remote question there, but you know, if the system allows him through, it'll be really interesting to see how everything handles that, because like, you know,
he doesn't have like major donors, like
he intentionally did not want that.
That's awesome. I don't believe he has any super PACs, or at least he definitely isn't taking money from super PACs. I'm sure he does have some larger donor blocks, but it's way more about, you know, getting individual donations and like getting the endorsements from, you know, he's like, going after the trade public, unions, like,
and he got the endorsement of D's Nuts.
That's true. He did indeed, which was a major get. Congratulations to that.
Yeah, but you know that honestly probably helped him with the 18-year-olds. Like, no joke.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Oh, D's Nuts likes him. I'm voting for him. Bernie and D's Nuts. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, one thing that mildly shocked me, well, didn't shock me, but, you know, I found surprised, was there was actually, so Reddit has this, like, the Circle Jerk Brigade, which is actually, like, it's a subreddit that the entire point of it is essentially 4chan's outlet on Reddit. So they like to shit on whatever happens to be popular at the time. And there's been a really big really strong backlash against Bernie Sanders because everybody on Reddit is kind of freaking out about him.
Yeah.
And there was actually like a former Circle Jerk leader, like, you know, posting being like, well, shit, I was making fun of him and kind of hated him because of how people were talking about him. and now I saw him on the thing and signed me up, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
It's still hard to tell how sincere it is because it's Reddit, but
yeah,
like just seeing that was kind of surprising. Like I had to check 4 times to make sure this wasn't actually like the circle jerk,
right.
You know, thing.
Yeah, he definitely is charming younger voters, which given that he's a 70 something,
yeah,
like,
yeah,
kind of crotchety looking Jewish man is impressive.
Yeah, well, in like a lot of stuff about his career is pretty impressive when you just look at it, like the fact that, you know, it's going to be really hard to catch him having, you know, having betrayed his values, like,
yeah,
like Obama, you could immediately go back and be like, oh, but this is how you voted, you know, before, right, you were running for president.
He was the smiler, Daniel.
He was. Yes, Transmetropolitan. Read that shit.
Yeah,
it's a comic book. It's really good. It's so distressingly eerily similar to.
How old do you have to be the president?
35.
Yeah.
So you could be president soon.
Yeah. I could run right now.
Oh, I had to figure out my age recently. I'm actually 36 now.
Wow.
So I'll be 37 this year. Maybe.
You'd forgotten?
It's not something like I have zero space in my brain to store that information.
I understand
it's
that.
Like next Sunday.
No.
Isn't your birthday in October?
Somewhere, maybe.
I think it's next Sunday.
Maybe.
Daniel checks his phone to see when his birthday is. Of course, he might know. Like, I wouldn't know what day it is if you asked me. Like, I just know the date.
Yeah, I before I had a job that forced me to know that, I also didn't have much concept of, like, months and...
Yeah, bringing back to the topic while Daniel checks his phone... Do you see any Republican, like, I don't know who the real frontrunner is. I refuse to believe that it's Trump because that's ridiculous. So, who is the actual frontrunner, and are they actually a threat to any of the Democrats? I mean, I know Turtle Face isn't really going to be a candidate. But...
You know, like, that's the sad thing is that it actually, like... It almost could be Trump still. I know Jeb Bush, I don't believe, has, like, killed himself yet in terms of what he can do.
So no one has posted their penis on Twitter yet, is what I'm hearing.
Because that'll sink you, but saying unless, that if the Jews had guns, there wouldn't have been a Holocaust.
Well, no, but and that's always been the thing with the Republicans. It doesn't matter if the Republican frontrunner, like, posts a dick pic, because all he has to do is repent and
that's say, I'm sorry, not a Jesus. Dick pic with a rent boy, right?
Well, even then,
a
they still,
boy?
Yeah, no, they still don't, yeah, like, it really doesn't matter. If you're on the Republican side, you can do anything you want, fuck up as bad as you want, because you can always just say, I'm sorry, Jesus. And
it's true.
Yeah, like, and they'll forgive you. So, yeah, I really don't know what you'd have to do. I mean, again, look at Trump and the fact that he's at the front, you know, it's...
Yeah, like... That really should suggest that your party has a cancer that you should be dealing with. Because this should not even... People are equating him to Reagan. And I am no huge Reagan fan, but don't insult Reagan like that. Yeah, Reagan was an actor, but he wasn't Donald friggin' Trump.
Yeah.
Trump has been bankrupt like 11 times?
Wow.
He's a good capitalist, but he's a terrible businessman.
Yeah. It's either Trump or Bush. These are our front runners?
Pretty much. Yeah, I mean, Marco Rubio, I believe, is kind of getting a little bit of a bump. I don't know why, but you know, he's sufficiently awful. Yeah, I don't think we have much risk of a Republican.
At least not yet.
Because the population just isn't there. Like, they don't have, you know, people to support that. And the people that are supporting that are, they've dwindled enough that they can't, I don't think, win unless, you know, they cheat. Which could happen.
Because
there was, like,
are
actual
fraud. Are you suggesting
fraud.
That Jeb Bush might, for some reason, sway voting?
Oh,
because that has
again?
Never happened.
Oh, yeah. No. I'm sure there's no chance of, you know, his home state having... unusual errors. I do remember there like Obama or during the, was that 2008 election?
Could be.
For Obama, yeah, like there was a like Anonymous actually intervened in an attempted like vote counting hijack.
Yeah, there was.
They were expecting it.
Something with the voting machines where no matter what you pressed, you voted for the Republican.
Yeah.
So, Bernie Sanders, 2016. Or whenever we're voting.
Yeah, I mean, and after all that, like, I don't even know that I'm actually going to vote. I'm probably going to vote for Sanders in the primary, but I don't know if I'm actually going to vote for him overall. Like, I might still vote for Jill Stein just because.
Yeah.
Well, so, like.
Because you live in New York and it doesn't really matter how you vote.
There's that, but also, like, even though the Green Party is. Even though they're excluded from, you know, the process by virtue of being a third party, if they can get a certain or enough of a percentage of the votes, that actually will give them a lot more leverage to actually, like, have national debates that, you know, they can kind of force.
That's why it's always good, even if you're voting on party lines, like if you're voting for a Democrat, you can always vote under as a third party rather than as a Democrat. So you can be like so-and-so under the, like, Working Families Party or something. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and yes, and let's stop bashing Nader, because, like, the people that voted for Nader did not lose the election for what's-his-face. Yeah, like, he was going to lose that anyways. It's dumb. I should have a better argument than that, but
I don't. Daniel's argument is it's dumb.
It is dumb.
No, it's stupid. Why would you think that? You know.
So.
Anything else?
I guess we can do final thoughts. Amber, final thoughts.
Anarchy.
Daniel, enlightened final thoughts.
Hey.
Whatever. I got nothing.
Okay.
No, you know.
Here are my final thoughts. I recall Jon Stewart saying, I think when Gore was running against Bush, he's like, you know, if you elect Bush, we'll have a lot of great material. But trust me, we're comedians. Make our job as hard as possible. And I sort of feel like that. Like, this is definitely a farce, and it's entertaining, but let's pick the best guy. Trump should not even be discussed in the same room as politics.
but unfortunately, you could say that exact thing about every other of the front runners. Like Jeb Bush was the closest they had to a serious candidate, and he's also, like, an idiot.
Yeah,
I don't know.
So what I'm getting, Tom, is that your final thoughts are actually Jon Stewart's final thoughts.
Why not?
It's still relevant.
Yeah,
it's true.
But yeah,
he was America's most trusted newsman.
Yeah.
Which is sad, because, you know, he was never really trying to do news.
No. And but just like with politics, he didn't want to do news. News was thrust upon him.
It's true. And he did. Because I'm an asshole progressive, I have to point out that you know, he was responsible for that fiasco with the Rally for Sanity that was essentially being like, don't care about anything. It's dumb.
It's true.
Just, you know, both sides do it. Do your thing, Amber.
I think Tom is coaching me. What do you want me to say, Tom?
Say bye.
Bye!
Q's in a pod. Pods and Q's and Q pods.